All right. I, of course, instantly remembered what the second episode was about, and it is about fun and my goals of fun. I don't know if I've talked about this on this show. It's very possible that I have. Who knows? I just spew all the time. You're like a friend who you've heard the same stories 1,000 times, you know? And I'm the friend who doesn't remember. You know, something about having this podcast, it is a small podcast. Like, this is not, it doesn't really extend outside of my maybe closest internet circle and in-person circle. It doesn't extend outside the closest circle, which is fine in general. I go about life assuming nobody listens to this. And then somebody says something and I'm like, how did you know that? And they're like, oh, on the Notes on Work podcast. And I was like, I'm like, damn, like I got nothing anymore. You know, every like random nugget thought I have, if I just hit record on this thing, you know, you have some random nugget thought and then you put it in your back pocket so that you're just like taking a walk with somebody. And then you're just talking about stuff and you go like, oh yeah. And then they're like, yeah, I already knew that. I'm like, dude, come on. And the more people that I find out that do listen to it, I was complaining about my dad listening to this, I think on a few episodes ago or something. Which, big guy, if you're listening, it's all good. I love that you listen to it. It's all good. He listens to some. He randomly tunes into my stuff, you know? And so if I'm talking on here and I'm like telling a childhood story or something and potentially misrepresenting, it's like, oh, now he's in my head. Like, he's listening to this. Cousin John listens to this. I thought Mitch doesn't listen to this at all, but randomly he'll just say something and be like, I caught up on Notes on Work. I'm like, damn, dude. Which, you know, it's very nice that people do that and I'm grateful for it, I suppose. But it is cool because people like care and are, you know, like invested in your life in some way. But I guess I'm not even complaining. I'm just saying that it's a weird thing when you're just having conversations with friends and acquaintances in your life and they know stuff that you don't assume that they know. And then they might even tell you that they know it after you basically repeat the whole dang thing to them. And then they're like, oh yeah, yeah, I already knew that or something. And you're like, you feel like an idiot. Cause they're like, you're just doing a bit. I've already heard your bit, you know? It's like you're doing a stand-up special, but they already went to your, like, whatever. And they're like, I know this bit. It's only funny if it appears like this is something you just thought of. And now I see that this is performative. Okay, anyway, what we're here to talk about is fun. All of that to say that I may have talked to you about this before, but I don't remember. So the E-Myth Revisited, I think the last time I was telling you about this book was because of this. In that book, it's like the primary aim. It's like your primary aim, your business. And, you know, I've been like kind of going through the book like a workbook. And so I'm trying to figure out my primary aim. What is the thing that this business serves my life for, you know? Money? No. Money's a given. I want money. Duh. I'm in business. That's a given, okay? Freedom? Duh. That's another duh, you know? Money and freedom. Boring. What's interesting? Fun. I really thought about it and I realized that what I love most about my business and what I desire most from it is when it makes my life more fun. And I'll describe to you the specific type of fun. It's not just like, I have fun programming, that's for sure. But this isn't about that at all. I mean, like, an experience with people in real life. Maybe that's what it's defined as. Fun experiences with people in real life. And I love these internet people. And it's not even internet people and real life people. Those internet people can sometimes be in my real life, you know? Like Laricon and doing things, you know, I'm trying to be in person more. Trying to show up, you know, and hang out with people in real life more. Not just in my personal life. I already do that, like internet people. That's a story for another time. But the point is that the goal is fun. So what does this look like? Well, this monitor experience. So I get, you know, the last episode I talked about a partner texting me and being like, go buy yourself a Mac Studio monitor, which is so freaking awesome. And I'm so grateful. And if that person is listening to this, you're a real G in the deepest sense of the word. And they messaged me that and it's like, okay, here's what I could do. I could go, dude, thanks. Go on apple.com, order it. It'll come to my house in a few days. And that's that. It's like, wait a second. How about You know what would be way more fun is going to the mall right now and getting the monitor right now and texting my wife a picture, a screenshot of this text and being like, pack up, we're going to the mall. Would be cool. All right, how do we make it even cooler? All right, Hannah and River were at my dad's because the house smells like paint fumes right now. It's a different story. And, oh yeah, invite Big Guy. My dad's name is Big Guy, by the way. I've said that twice in this last two episodes, but it's kind of this weird thing. I started calling him Big Guy when I was like 10, and I just never stopped. And now everybody does. His name is Big Guy. I don't know if I've told you that before, but literally every time I say hi to my dad, hey, Big Guy, for real. And anytime any of my friends or his friends, not his pure friends, but like Mitch and him are really close, like Mitch calls him Big Guy. I think my brother calls him Big Guy. Random people call him Big Guy. It's literally his name. River is starting to call him Big Guy. Yeah, he's a good guy. We love Big Guy. So anyway, it's like, let's invite Big Guy. I'm like hearing myself say it now, which I never hear because it's just like saying a name that you always say. But be like, yeah, Dad, what are you doing? You want to go? Like, how about like dinner at the food court? It's on me. We're celebrating this thing. And then I was like, you know what? This could be even more fun than that. So I texted our other friends, Andrew and Brandon, and are like, and Mitch, if you're listening to this, you didn't get a text because I knew you were at that work thing. Sorry, buddy. But just like, you know, our little town crew that like live around here. It's just like, hey, I just texted him like, all right, I was like, I'll explain later, but do you want to meet us at the mall? Dinner at the food court's on us. And then we're like, we can make this even more fun. Hannah's been wanting to do a pretzel tasting competition between Wetzel's pretzels and Auntie Anne's, which are both in the mall. There's like two of each of them. And it's kind of a big mall. It's like one of the only malls in the world that's still thriving. Because all of Canada descends on the Galleria Mall in Cheektowaga in Buffalo. And that's why it actually still is a thriving mall. But like Hannah has always wanted to do like a taste test. So the last time we were there, she's like, oh, like I need to do a blind taste test with Wetzel's pretzels and Auntie Anne's, both the plain version, like the salty plain version, and also their cheese tasting and also the cinnamon pretzel taste. Like she's like very invested in this. And she's like, this is it. Like we could go do that. And so we're like, you know, I'm just texting people like, hey, pretzels on me, meal on me, let's go have a mall party. So all of this to say that within the matter of an hour, it went from like boring day to really fun day, excursion out. A bunch of people ended up bailing. And so instead I was like, let's just go to a nice restaurant. So we went to Texas Day Brazil. It's a chain, but it's like, you know, the Brazilian steakhouse kind of thing. My dad's never been there, so he was really amped about it. And it's just cool. Like we had a really fun evening for my whole family. I had a ball with River. We took River to Dave and Buster's and he just had a ball while we were waiting for our table. Like, so anyway, all of this to say that like this perfectly captures what I want for my business is to increase the fun with people in my real life. Instead of just a boring internet thing that produces revenue, I want it to produce fun. And it produces fun when there's random stuff. Like let's say that, you know, if I was doing a LiveWire conference, it's like, there's so many opportunities for real life fun with that. If I was doing LiveWire merch and I wanted to print t-shirts and let's say I hired like, you know, five friends. It's just like, here, I'm going to pay you each like $200. Come over for a day. We're going to have a t-shirt screen printing party and there's going to be pizza and beer. Like that is cool and that is fun. Even if it doesn't make the most sense, that because I've defined that as a value, it makes the most sense. You know? So anyway, that's fun. That is the primary aim of my business, is to make my life more fun. It's just so clear to me that really, I just love having fun. That's what I'm always after. How can I have the most fun? And often, most of the time, I think it's basically a necessity to have people with me to share in that experience so that it's just not fun if there's nobody else sharing in it. And generally, the more the merrier. It's just, that's fun. So I'm all about fun. I love to have fun. It's true. Sue me. All right. Let's actually record the episode we came here to record about open source software. Way more boring. Just kidding. I'll see you in the next episode.